Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Martin Ewe, who is an analyst at the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Thank you, Howard. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
So how serious, I mean, you know, every now and then we hear of a terrible story, and we've, we of course, are all following the story of the kidnapping of the four brothers. There isn't much information around it. There's a deliberate attempt to keep this quiet while it gets resolved or while it's dealt with. But how serious a problem is this in South Africa?
No, it's a serious problem. It's not a new problem. This is a problem that has been there for some years now, and which the country has been dealing with it in various ways. Yes, the Moti brothers, the children, who were kidnapped, I think a fortnight ago.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a typical type of kidnapping. This is what we see all the time. There's so much secrecy, so much confidentiality. They don't want to reveal much, which is right, which is sometimes the context in which kidnapping operates. Because if you want to free your loved ones, sometimes you have to keep this secret.
Mm, mm.
Because if you were to go wild with the news, sometimes it might help, sometimes it might not. And most often, families and police choose to keep this very, very confidential.
How often are these types of kidnappings happening?
The kidnapping of children has been one of the most common kidnappings in South Africa. We saw this especially before 2014, when children were kidnapped left and right, and there was even an estimate that a child is kidnapped in South Africa every 30 seconds.
Wow.
Which was just to show you the depth of the problem.
Mm.
It was exaggerated, but it was just, you know, based on the statistics at the time, where about 4,000 to 5,000 cases were recorded a year. And that was very, very serious. So I hope we are not returning to that, because we've seen quite a number of kidnappings recently, which in my view are very, very disturbing.
Oh, hello, can you hear us, Martin?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, there we go, yeah, you are back. This staggeringly high number of kidnappings, is there a difference between what we would maybe call a domestic dispute between families and kidnapping for commercial gain?
You know, kidnapping is kidnapping. There is only one definition. The moment you deny somebody's liberty, at the person's disagreement. So if somebody does not agree with you to lock him up somewhere and keep him there for I don't know for how long, where the person depends entirely on you for oxygen, for food, for water, and for everything, that's kidnapping. Whether it is carried out by a family member, or it's carried out by a stranger, by a criminal, or by whosoever, the definition is one. And therefore, the police treat the cases as if it is the same kidnapping. Yes, there might be some details that might actually make certain kidnappings less serious. For example, if someone dies in a kidnapping situation, that's a very, very serious situation. And the law will, take its turn and maybe exercise the maximum penalty that you deserve. So kidnapping is kidnapping. I think that, yes, we might distinguish between family kidnappings and criminal kidnapping and kidnapping for ransom purely because of how we apply strategies. But when it comes to the victim, the trauma is the same. the situation is the same, the context is the same. Sometimes it can even be more
traumatic.
There's more violence, or sometimes the situation is even more tense when it is a family
because
member.
It's more personal.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I'm saying maybe because it's more personal in those circumstances.
Yes, exactly.
Are there certain communities that are being targeted more than others in kidnappings?
Well, yes. I think we have seen, if you saw, the trend in the past, the kidnappings of business people, many of them were Indians, Muslims, or Pakistanis, one sort to say. And that was also because the syndicate behind that kidnapping were mostly Pakistani. And that's why you see certain communities are more targeted than others. And that really depends on the carrying out the kidnapping. Remember, people will always want to kidnap in communities that they know very well. Kidnapping is hardly done by a complete stranger, except you are caught somewhere where you are not supposed to be.
That's so interesting.
And because to kidnap, you need to study the situation really, really well. And most often, it is those who are close to you, who know your movement, who know how you act, how you even respond to violence, or how you will react to such a situation. Because all those details need to be recorded before the kidnapping situation takes place. So that's why you see that kidnapping is mostly conducted by those who know you, those who are familiar to you, whether they are your family members, they are friends, or they are friends of the family,
and
might be neighbors.
Right.
So this is the situation with
kidnapping. Makes sense. Very interesting that. It really does make sense. How equipped are we in South Africa in terms of our policing intelligence to deal with kidnappings?
Yeah, I think that the intelligence could do better than what they're doing now. But we also understand the challenges of having to stop every kidnapping, especially where we cannot really detect communities that are highly vulnerable. Today you hear that the kidnapping is in Johannesburg, tomorrow you hear that it's in Cape Town, or it's in Durban, or so it becomes very difficult for the police to be able to really detect. But with an effort, with training, with capacity, I think that they can do better. They should be able to stop quite a number of kidnappings, because the moment you study the trend, and you know the communities that are most vulnerable, it becomes a lot easier to detect this before they happen. Or at least to detect them at their early stage. Say, for example, somebody is kidnapped today, we should be able to know that the next day, at least. So the situation that we find now is that someone is kidnapped, and sometimes even for a week, we don't know where that person is, we don't know the situation around the kidnapping, we don't know the details, and that's very troubling. So in my view, I think that we need better intelligence, we need a greater capacity for the police or for law enforcement agencies in general, and we should be able to conduct a threat assessment to really understand this problem, why it continues to occur in South Africa, who are the drivers, or what are the drivers behind? It's not just about chasing these individuals. That's not enough.
It's so much more than that.
Addressing the root causes of kidnapping, that's actually makes a difference.